October 31. Contemplating heavenly things. God hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:4-6. If we would bear in mind the momentous events which are soon to take place, we would not be so weak in character. We would feel that we were living in the presence of God, and awed and amazed, we should heed the injunction, "Be still and know that I am God." Oh, when shall we ever realize the full value of our Savior's work and intercession? When shall we rely upon Him with full confidence and live a noble, pure, and devoted life? To what heights may the imagination reach when sanctified and inspired by the virtue of Christ? We may take in the glories of the future eternal world. We may live as seeing Him who is invisible. Walk by faith and not by sight. Through searching the Scriptures, we may come to understand what we are to Christ and what He is to us. By beholding Him, we are to become changed into His image, becoming co-laborers with Him, representatives of Him in life and character. We must learn to realize that we are to live as the sons and daughters of God, loving God supremely and our neighbors as ourselves. We are to live a pure, perfect life for Christ's sake. We are to love perfection because Jesus is the embodiment of perfection, the great center of attraction. The life we now live, we must live by faith in the Son of God. If we follow Christ, we shall not have a spasmodic experience and be moved by circumstances and influenced by our surroundings. We shall not let feeling control us and indulge in fretting, envying, fault-finding, jealousy, and vanity. It is indulgence in these things that puts us out of harmony with the harmonious life of Christ and prevents us from becoming overcomers. We should be actuated by the noble purpose of winning daily victories and by watchfulness and sincere prayer attain to complete control of self. When petty trials come upon us and words are spoken that cut and bruise the soul, speak to yourself and say, "I am a child of God, heir with Jesus Christ, a co-laborer with heaven, and I cannot afford to easily take offense." To be always thinking of self, for this will produce a distorted character and is unworthy of my high calling. My Heavenly Father has given me a work to do, and let me do it worthily for His name's sake. We should consider earnestly and continually the excellence of the character of Jesus Christ, that we may impart His blessings and lead men to follow in His footsteps. Signs of the Times, July 10, 1893.